This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Rose Oconee Historical Society. I'll continue with the story of Jean Hogvedt as she told it herself in her autobiography. One of Jean's daughters shared it with Rose Oconee Museum. As I mentioned last week, Jean and her little sister Violet were living on a farm in Big Valley, Alberta, with their uncle Ben and his wife Rena, and life was good. However, Aunt Rena needed gallbladder surgery, and it was risky for her because she also had a heart condition. Jean had moved to a dormitory to start 11th grade in Big Valley. Stettler, Alberta was the closest hospital, 50 miles away, and Uncle Ben stayed there while Rena had surgery. She survived the surgery, but after 3 days, when it looked good for her recovery, Ben went home to the farm. One day later, the hospital called to say she had had a setback, and he immediately went back to the hospital, only to find that Rena had died. The whole family was distraught and went through the motions of normal life. Jean was encouraged to go back to the dormitory and continue her education as her aunt would have wanted. She came home on weekends to help Uncle Ben and spend time with her little sister Violet. She completed that year of school, but her work suffered because she couldn't concentrate. At the end of the year, she said farewell to her friends and never saw any of them again. Uncle Ben had been trying to think of what would be best for the girls. Violet was just 9. He thought it might be good to visit their Aunt Hannah in Minnesota. Jean remembered her mother speaking fondly of her sister Hannah. Jean welcomed the opportunity to meet her and all the other relatives in Pencer, Minnesota, where they lived. Uncle Ben arranged their train trip to Warroad, where they were met by relatives. He had packed their clothes in a trunk, which Jean kept all her life, reminding her of a gentle, kind man who loved her as a father. An immigration officer questioned them kindly when they arrived in Warroad and told them when they would need to report to him again. Soon they were on their way to Pencer to meet Aunt Hannah Wold. She had been a widow for 3 years and was 64. Jean described her as tall and heavy set with a ruddy complexion and a friendly smile and a Swedish accent. Aunt Hannah had no car. She and Herman had always traveled by horse-driven vehicles. When they wanted to go to town, she would call her neighbor Rudolph Clausen or Robert Wickland, who was owner of the Pencer store and post office about 2 miles west. Robert also had the mail route, so if she needed something from the store, she called him and he would deliver it to her mailbox when he brought the mail. Once a week, Aunt Hannah took her can of cream out to the mailbox, which was about a quarter of a mile from the house, where it would be picked up and taken to the creamery in Roseau. In the summer, she used a little wagon to haul it, and in winter she pulled it by sled. Herman had been bedridden before he died, and Hannah had cared for him at home. They had no children, so she got used to doing chores alone. Jean offered to help, but she was a pretty hardy person and very independent, and would only accept help when she was sick. If the snow made it hard to get to the barn, she hired a neighbor's son to help her for a while. Hannah always wore a long dress and work boots. She walked to church every Sunday, cutting across fields to make the distance shorter. Pine Grove Church was in the process of moving from their old log building to a new church that the congregation had built about 2 miles north of their old location. The move shortened her walk. Violet went to church with Aunt Hannah, but Jean resisted, having doubts about a God who would take away everyone she learned to love. One day, Aunt Hannah came home from Ladies' Aid, all excited about a discussion there about starting a Luther League and a youth choir and band. There were so many young people in the community, many with musical talents and instruments. Aunt Hannah had promised the ladies that Jean would be involved in getting things started. Jean had never attended a Lutheran church, but she did like to sing, so promised to go to the meetings, and ended up accepting an office in the new Luther League. The community was very supportive of the young people and filled the church for programs. Jean was enjoying herself. She thought of Aunt Hannah as a quiet person but wise. She remembered coming home in tears once because a friend had betrayed a confidence. Aunt Hannah just shook her head and said, "It is wise to remember that my friend has a friend too." Jean never forgot that good advice. Jean got to know a lot of relatives after moving to Aunt Hannah's. I'll tell you about some of them next week. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories.